here's a story from The World.
When you think of massive wetlands, Mexico might not be the first place that comes to mind. In the southeastern state of Tabasco, however, there's an ecological reserve that's about half the size of Florida's Everglades. Over the years, the ecosystem of Mexico, known as the Centla, has been degraded by deforestation, cattle grazing, and man-made fires. As Michael Fox reports, a unique conservation project has been pushing back.
Arturo Pantoja Garcia loves to give tours of the forest around the Casa del Agua. That's a research and environmental education center on the edge of the Centla Pantano, or swamp. He says sundown is the best time to see white herons. They amass in the trees, flapping their wings as the colors of the sky turn. Pantoja Garcia walks briskly over the boardwalk, which winds high above the ground in a multitude of trails. The trees reach dozens of feet overhead. We pass crocodiles, birds, and a howler monkey. Pantoja Garcia moves his hands as he tells stories about the forest. He has reason to be passionate. He basically planted it all, or at least he led the teams planting it. 3 decades later, he's still at it. People said I was crazy when I was planting trees, he says. In those days, no one cared for them. Pantoja Garcia was an unlikely candidate for the job. As a young man, he made a living hunting here in the wetlands. Deer, this big rodent tepezcuintle, ducks, turtles, fish, he says. I hunted everything to sell and to eat. Who would have guessed that after all that, I would become a conservationist, he says. When this conservation project was founded 3 decades ago, the land, like much of the neighboring area, was pasture for grazing cattle. I can't believe it, I tell him, when he shows me a picture of what the area looked like before the trees took root. Where there is now a lush mangrove forest, there was just grassland along the edge of the river with the boardwalk twisting through it. The mangrove forests have become a key component of the Casa del Agua's work to protect the wetlands. Juan Carlos Romero Gil is a biologist with Mexico's National Commission of Protected Natural Areas. He helped to found the Casa del Agua. The wetlands are some of the least understood ecosystems in the world, he says, despite the fact that they are the foundation for 75% of the fisheries in the world. They are the nurseries of the oceans. On the weekends, the place has a steady stream of visitors doing the nature tour or checking out the environmental education displays about the wetlands, conservation, and climate change. The location is run by an environmental organization, but it receives funding from a variety of sources, including donations and government agencies. Besides the visitors, the reforestation project has also had a big impact on local residents. On a sunny afternoon, Asuncion Hernandez Garcia takes me and a group of visitors out on the water. Two of Mexico's largest rivers pass through here on the way to the ocean, carrying a third of the country's fresh water. Garcia is a tour guide and a fisherman who owns a tiny waterfront restaurant up the river from the Casa del Agua. This reforestation is important, he says, as he guides his boat silently through the mangroves. We've noticed a difference because the fish reproduce within these mangrove forests, and all sorts of other reptiles and amphibians also feed on the fish. So this is a blessing for us. Local fishermen used to set fire to vegetation along the waterfront in order to more easily access fishing holes. This is way down, in large part due to the organization's work. Back at the Casa del Agua early the next morning, workers are up just after dawn, watering plants in one of the 3 nurseries on the property. 15,000 baby trees stand in tiny rows. They're all native species, white and red mangrove, tinto or blackwood, and a tree the Mayans called pucte. Some of the saplings go to the reforestation teams, and others will be handed out to residents in the dozens of communities spread out across the wetlands. Lucrecia Jimenez Hernandez has worked on several reforestation projects over the last 2 years. She's from a community just up the road. Before, plants didn't really matter to me, she says. Not now. Now I care. And those of us who work on the reforestation benefit financially. And we also know how important it is to have our trees, to care for them and to plant them, she says. The project pays those involved 200 pesos a day, or about $10, which is over Mexico's minimum wage. Lucrecia says it's an important source of revenue for her and her family. Incorporating the community has been key to the project since the beginning, and an important reason why their reforestation work has been a success. Reforestation of native trees, plus environmental education, plus financial benefits for the community. That has been the equation that's worked here at the Casa del Agua. This September, the Casa del Agua is planning a week of activities to accompany the 30th anniversary of their conservation and reforestation project. They've planted roughly 1 million trees on more than 2,500 acres of land. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.